and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers have been getting their work done here those last few minutes at the free throw line. See if they get a bucket here. As you said, they've been without one for
Right? No field goals the last 3 minutes. And a lot of it is because you don't see this group of five together a whole lot on the offensive end. Now they've gotten to the free throw line, but offensively they haven't seen that chemistry. That being said, you still needed them on the defense. Like, that five has been really good defensively. So that's why I like the timeout here by Greg. You can draw it up. Now they can transfer that from the board to the court and get the look that you're looking to get.
And the last 7 points for the Badgers at the foul line. 20 on the shot clock, a minute 28 on the game clock, 83-81, Wisconsin leading UT Rio Grande Valley. Blackwell sideline, rival inbound, flips it into Kamari McGee, a pass for John Tanjay. Yep, again, the zone is on. Max Klesmet surveys. Midcourt logo. Max thought about it. He'll dribble right lane line. Finds a cutting. Tanjay knocked away, but a foul as he was going hard to the bucket. And Tanjay will shoot two with the Badgers up to a minute 14 to play. Hassan Abdul-Hakim, the foul, his third.
Well, and it all starts because of the cut here by John Tanjay. Max drives, gets to the paint. John could have sat out by the three-point line all he wanted. But he cut right to the rim, drop pass, gets to the free throw line.
Yeah, 17 points in the game. First free throw is through. 84-81, Wisconsin.
I say it a lot. If you cut to the front of the rim, good things happen.
And this team's pretty good at doing that. Second free throw for Tanjay. He has 18 points in the game. Second free throw is good, and he is 10 of 10 at the foul line tonight. 85-81, Wisconsin. Down to a minute 10 to play. Trey Miller up top. He'll bounce to Abdul-Hakim. On the right wing, Klesmet gets him on a switch. Deep three, DK Thorne is good from straight away. And it's 85-84, Wisconsin, with 55 seconds to play. Klesmet, sideline left front court, down to 50 seconds. 22 on the shot clock. Klesmet and Tanjay play catch out near half court. 15 to shoot, 43 to play, and a timeout taken by Greg Gard as D.K. Thorne picked quite a time to get into the scoring column with a deep three. 42.2 seconds to play, 14 to shoot. Wisconsin 85, UT Rio Grande Valley 84.
I looked at you and I said, if they get to the 8 minute mark, I'm a little nervous.
I was going
to
ask you when that, I did ask you, when were you nervous? When are you going to be nervous? Early second half. A little nervous?
I am. But the reason at 8 minutes on the clock, I was going to get nervous is because of the way that Texas Rio Grande Valley could shoot the three.
Yep.
Like that could keep you in a game. And if you go an 8 minute segment, you know, 2 4-minute segments, like that's why it gets a little scary. I mean, that's a deep three. There's not much defensively you can do, but that's when you've got it tight with 8 minutes to go, anything can happen. So now Wisconsin here after this timeout, same thing. Love the timeout by Greg. See if they can execute here with 14 on the clock, 42 left in regulation as well.
Blackwell, McGee, Gilmore, Tanjay, and Klesmet. The 5-4 for Wisconsin. Blackwell, sideline rival inbound. Looking. They get it into Carter Gilmore. They were down to 10 on the shot clock. Here's Max Klesmet. 8 to shoot, 36 to play. Klesmet left-hand hip-high dribble. Crosses over. Drives, splits through defenders. Fades, flips. Back rim, no. Rebound to Howie Fleming. And now a chance to win it for the Vaqueros. Shot clock dark. 23 seconds to play. 85-84 Wisconsin. 20 seconds remaining. Timeout. UT Rio Grande Valley. 20.2 seconds remaining. 85-84 Wisconsin. And they'll use the 60 right here, will the Vaqueros. Still a 30 is available. Badgers have a 30 available as well. Tough shot there at the other end, huh?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Nope.
Now, I thought there might have been a travel on the sideline before in the inbound.
Shuffle the feet a little bit.
Like I said, I'd rather have a shot than a turnover on something. But your guarding here. There's 20 seconds on the clock. They're going to use a full. They have set the screen for Abdul Hakeem a whole bunch, a guard-on-guard screen. Well, Scott, if you got to switch that.
Yeah.
Right now. Now, the only reason I don't know if they practice the guard-to-guard switches in situations like that. If you haven't practiced it, you can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
There's so many
scenarios where that's discussed. You do what you practice.
And I know the way that they've done it.
Yeah.
They will go and play it with the way that they practiced it.
Right? Yeah.
So I could sit here and say, do this. But it's all about what they've practiced leading up to it and what they've practiced through their training camp and throughout the season so far.
Well, the Vaqueros trying to do something that this program has not accomplished in 20 years, and that's be the Power Conference team. Took down Baylor in 2004. Maybe a bucket away from doing it to the Badgers tonight. 20.2 seconds to play. Wisconsin 85, UT Rio Grande Valley 84. And the Vaqueros will be on offense. Shot clock dark. And here we go.
And if you're Texas Rio Grande Valley, clock doesn't matter. You got to get a bucket first. You're not waiting for a last shot. There's none of that. You're in play.
Hassan Abdul Hakeem will inbound. Front court, sideline left. Here we go. 20 seconds left. Trey Miller against Kamari McGee down to 17 seconds. Right of the center circle is Miller with 15 seconds. Miller left-hand hip-high dribble. He'll throw to Fleming. Gets it back to Miller. They weave it to Hassan Abdul Hakeem. 8 seconds to play. Abdul Hakeem trying to back down on McGee. In the lane, push it up in traffic. Off the rim, no. Blackwell, the rebound. Trying to go to the floor with 2.1 seconds to play, and he was fouled. Badgers hanging on to a one-point lead. Job not done yet. As John Blackwell with a grown man's rebound, and he got bumped to the floor. He'll shoot two with the Badgers up by one.
They switched it. And who ended up on him? Kamari McGee, the smallest guy there. But there was enough bang there to be able to make sure that this defensive possession by Kamari McGee is one of the best that you've seen. Now, John Tonchik comes over and helps in that situation. But Kamari McGee in that moment with the switch, bulldog.
And giving up 8 inches on the guy.
Bulldog.
Right? Bulldogged him. You're right. That's a perfect term. Fleming the foul, by the way. He has fouled out. He finishes with 10 points. Pressure free throws here for John Blackwell. Badgers up one with 2.1 to play. He will shoot two. First free throw, money. 86-84, Wisconsin, 28 points tonight. Well, the sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
Now they're going to try to, if John makes this, they're going to try to have one pass, advance it, so there's some time left for Texas Rio Grande Valley.
Second free throw, John Blackwell, 2.1 seconds to play. Free throw good, Badgers up by three. And they're going to take their
timeout right away.
Yep.
Now, with 2.1, the situation, you could talk, should he have missed it? Should he have not have missed it? With 2.1, they're still, you're up by two. I'm not a believer in missing that. Now you're up three because he made the free throw, right? Like, if you purposely miss that, now they've got to go get that rebound, but a long shot, you lose.
What about fouling now?
We've seen this before.
Yeah.
I recall a Michigan game a couple of years ago, right?
They tend to foul up three. My question is now, at 2.1, when is it too deep to do that? Because they're going to be hoisting it up quickly. This is why you get paid the big bucks right?
No question.
Yeah.
And again, I think right on the catch, you have to foul.
87-84, Wisconsin, 2.1 seconds remaining. John Blackwell with two pressure free throws. He has 30 points in the game. Nolan Winter is in now, so he's going to be in there to be tall.
Well, that's what
they get in the way of the guy throwing it inbounds. Otherwise, you got Gilmore, Blackwell, Klusman, and McGee on the floor. Hassan Abdul Hakeem will be inbounding. 87-84 Wisconsin with 2.1 seconds to play. And Greg Gard taking a look at that. He'll use his final timeout. Just never know what you're going to see, this little thing called sports. Coming off the big win against Arizona. You got UT Rio Grande Valley. Like, who? Well, they're saying, we came to play. Thank you very much.
Now, to get back to that, do you foul? if you catch the ball going the opposite direction, so if Texas Rio Grande Valley catches the ball going the opposite direction of their basket, you can foul. If they catch it going towards their basket, which you want to try to avoid, but if they catch it there, with 2.1, I think it's too
high risk.
I think it's too high risk.
Yeah, yep.
Because if they're going towards where the ball is being inbounds, they can't turn their body. So, therefore, you're not leaving it up to the officials to say he was in the motion of shooting. You're going this way. Your body's going that way. You can't turn before the contact happens.
And if it is caught going to the basket, you hear Bo Ryan and Greg Archer be a pillar. Try to make him go side to side. You go straight north-south, and then you get a higher percentage shot. So, here we go, 87-84 Wisconsin with 2.1 seconds remaining. So we're going to reset it for the Badgers. Winter, Blackwell, McGee, Klesmet, and Gilmore. Cliff Davis back in there. Three-point threat, Trey Miller, D.K. Thorne, K.T. Rainey, and Hassan Abdul-Hakim, who will be inbounded with Winter in his face. So here we go. He's looking. Abdul-Hakim shuffling, looking. Bounce to Cliff Davis. Half court heave for the tie. No good. And the Badgers hang on. Oh, what a game this turned out to be. As Cliff Davis with that half court heave, it would not fall. And the Badgers escape 87-84.
End of the day, they're not going to look at it and say, you only won by three. A win's a win. Doesn't matter how it gets done.
Take it without apology.
You take it, and you look at this, knowing what they have coming up with the Greenbrier Classic, hey, there's going to be a lot of teachable moments.
Carter Gilmore getting in there enough, but space, there was no question, there was no foul there, and one heck of an effort by UT Rio Grande Valley, and some clutch performances for the Badgers at both ends of the floor. Never hurts when you go 27-32 at the foul line as well.
Yeah, and again, it started by Greg going small. It started on that 7-0 run, and then he ran with that group, and it was the right decision. I mean, we had talked about it. I knew it was coming. You could see it.
Final score, Wisconsin 87. UT Rio Grande Valley 84. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
State Forester and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
The Kohl Center down to the wire game. It was close throughout. The biggest lead of the night actually was belonging to UT Rio Grande Valley, led by 7 early in the second half, and had a chance to get it to 10, but could not. And then the Badgers went to work from there. But the biggest lead for Wisconsin tonight was 5 points. The last 11 for Wisconsin scored at the foul line as the Badgers survive here in this mid-November night, 87-84 over UT Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah, you talked about up 7. What did they do? They went small. And I think that was the biggest thing, is that adjustment. And you knew, I mean, Pierce talked to Greg about it, because you knew you had that in the back pocket. And you didn't need to go to it early. Just what do you wish to maybe go a little bit early? Like, that's always tough, because Steve, when he was there at times, got some stuff going. But that group that came in, and again, like I said, he had it in his back pocket. At some point, you knew he was going to it, because they just could defend a little bit better.
I think the first players I'm going to ask Greg about tonight are two guys who didn't score a point. But kind of your point about the defensive work, Carter Gilmore, and then at crunch time.
Well, that last bulldog, Kamari McGee. Yeah. I mean, Kamari didn't play well tonight.
But when he had to,
yes. It was the, I mean, that play, you knew they were going to
Abdul Hakeem.
Abdul Hakeem. Like, they had run everything for him. Mm-hmm. The last play, they were going to go to him. And I skipped, because it not being in practice every day, I don't know how they handle that. Well, I think I know how they handle a guard screen. They're switching it, and they don't care who it is. They believe their defensive players are going to be better and going to follow the principles, and that's exactly what Kamari McGee did.
And the Badgers able to survive this one tonight, 87-84. And we are underway with our postgame report, brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Wisconsin 87, UT Rio Grande Valley 84. More of our Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it.
Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin, a winner tonight, barely, but you take it, 87-84 over UT Rio Grande Valley. Butchie, what you got here for a, what is this? Oh, yeah, Butchie's breakdown.
Yeah, Yeah. Life happens, right? Here, John Blackwell, 30 points, 11 of 18, 2 of 5, biggest number, 7 rebounds. Yeah, that to me was he came in, and again, there we can talk numbers all you want, but to me the biggest thing that I look at with this team is they've answered the call. Points in the paint pretty even. Bench points, they got outscored bench point wise. Like all that stuff happens. The one thing you can't, measure with stats, is the heart of the team. Mm-hmm. And Kamari McGee on that last possession, when he has such a height advantage, when that should be a disadvantage for the Badgers, what did he do? He dug in and said, you're not getting this basket. You, no matter, like, you are not scoring here. And I think that's what I take away more than the stats. I mean, this, if you look at that stat sheet, you say, Wisconsin probably should have lost. Free throw line again. I mean, obviously, the free throw line is crucial, 27 of 32 as well. I mean, that is a strength of Wisconsin, will be a strength of Wisconsin all year long, it looks like. But just in general, that heart is big.
See I think team. About that, because I mean, I asked him that when he came here. He said he likes to play defense, and you didn't believe that. Like, nobody likes
still
to play
don't
defense.
Believe that. If you, I still don't believe that. That Pete said in that moment, you don't have to like it. In that moment, you got to love it, and he did.
He did, and they love him in that locker room right now. Badgers win it 87-84 over Texas Rio Grande Valley. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a minute, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Well, you're listening to Badger Football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap!
From NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin 87, UT Rio Grande Valley 84. Half-court heave from Cliff Davis off the mark as the Badgers hang on tonight. Quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Just one other Big Ten team was in action tonight. Michigan on the home floor takes care of Miami University out of Oxford, Ohio, 94-67. Little busier schedule tomorrow night for Big Ten teams. Ohio State will take on Evansville. Minnesota hosting Cleveland State. Maryland and Kansas. You got Michigan State against Samford. Iowa hosting Rider. Northwestern at home against Montana State. Butch will be working that game on Big Ten Network. And tomorrow at Fiserv Forum, Marquette takes on Purdue. Big time matchup as Marquette 15th this week and Purdue ranked 6th.
Badgers an 87-84 winner on the strength of a career-high 30 points from John Blackwell, John Tanjay with 19, Max Klesmet with 11, 9 apiece for Stephen Crowell and Xavier Amos, 6 for Nolan Winter, and 3 for Jack Janicki. Hassan Abdul-Hakim with 19 points to lead, 5 in double figures for the Vaqueros. KT Ramey with 13 points, Trey Miller with 12 and 6 assists, Cliff Davis with 10 points, Howie Fleming with 10, 9 for Tommy Gankahag, 6 points for Quell Agua, 3 for DK Thorne, and that 3 made things way too interesting in the final minute, and J.J. Howard off the bench with 2 points for UT Rio Grande Valley as well. Wisconsin wins it 87-84. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Here we go. Back court side as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Oh, cameo appearance from Justin Doherty here tonight. That's always good.
Oh, well, you know it's a big game. You know it's a big game.
Must be. Joined by the Badgers head coach tonight. I was telling Butchie, I was going to ask you, the first question was going to be about two guys who didn't score a point. Carter Gilmore, what he did, and Kamari McGee on the Abdul, that puts you really excited.
Yeah, that last play where he stood him up.
Bulldog defense. Uh-huh. And so I didn't know what you guys normally do on the guard screen. All night long they were setting it.
Mm-hmm. And we were going under it with Hakeem most of the time.
Most of the time, exactly. And that last possession, I said, I'm not in practice all the time, but if I'm them, I'm going to switch it no matter what it is. And that's exactly what you did. Right. And it's Kamari. Like, they had the mismatch they had, but they didn't have the heart of Kamari.
Right.
That's just – to me, that was where it played out.
And the John Blackwell rebound was a man
grown
amongst
man.
Boys.
Grown man,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, to go get that thing. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's kind of what I feared in terms of how they play, that if we gave them some confidence, it was going to be a hard game for our bigs to play in because of the spread floor, because in our perimeter didn't do our bigs any favors in the first half in terms of how we got behind on some chases. We got back cut a couple times. We got rejected on a ball screen, set up a crackback three in the corner. So we violated a lot of discipline rules within what we do defensively, and then our fours and fives are running around, behind the play trying to rescue their buddies, and you know, the big guys are out shooting threes, 12 and 33,
yeah, wow.
And that, so it, like just Coach Weber just said, go small,
yeah,
was really what we had to do and try to get that somewhat under control.
At what point did you think going small was the right call? Because
I did a little bit in the first half,
yeah.
But I didn't like playing small against their zone. I don't want to completely give our advantage away.
Yeah.
And make them.
Because it's tough, right?
Exactly.
Because we even talked about it during the broadcast. I said the toughest thing about going small is offensively, now you've got a guard playing your four,
right,
who's not necessarily used to playing in that four spot of the
right
zone offense. You
and
don't
you're not
rep
big
that
on the glass.
Exactly.
And all those things. It takes our advantage and
correct
negates it. And that's the danger of, obviously, any team, but when you play these mid-majors, that the three ball, Matt, we've talked about it 100,000 times, the three ball is the great equalizer, specifically if you got bigs that can shoot it. It just puts you on such a tilt-a-whirl, so to speak, with your fours and fives, because they're not accustomed to the movement of that fast and the help and recover, and then long shots, long rebounds, we gave up some of those, but we find a way. I mean, we weren't pretty tonight. It wasn't perfect, but we got to the line 32 times, did a decent job of taking care of the ball, and got that shooting percentage for them down a little bit the second half, and then kept them off the line too.
Well, the beauty of this team, among other things, Greg, is the ability, like, you never know who's going to go off. I mean, we know what Tanjay did Friday night. Max has had big games, and now you get 30 from John Blackwell, and just,
right,
like, no fear, pressure free throws,
right,
checked,
yeah,
all the boxes.
Yeah, and he got to the rim. He really, and I thought he was a step late the first half. I thought just not engaged defensively, and second half I thought he was much better. And obviously offensively, get himself to the rim, playing off 2 feet, much better job from that standpoint.
You bring up that crackback three. That was a moment that I tapped Matt on the shoulder. I said, and you call the timeout right after that.
Yeah.
And I go to Matt. I said, I'm going to be harsh on Max here. You can't fall asleep in
right
that situation.
Right.
You've played enough reps. You know what's coming.
Right.
And it just
seemed
like.
Got ball watching.
Well, that's exactly what it was.
It's also on the other side. I actually pulled the wrong guy out when I subbed, but I didn't pull the violator out. But I wanted to get better defensively, it was actually, we got rejected off a ball screen.
Yep.
That sets it up. You can negate all that.
Baseline with
exactly
it, and there was that
exactly
crack back, and it was wide open. It was falling up. I mean, it was a heck of a shot. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
That
so,
beats it, yeah.
Yeah, it's, simple things can, if not executed properly, can get you in trouble. So I thought that's a pretty decent team. I watched just how they gave Creighton and Nebraska the same trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's hard to play big. Kalkbrenner gets 49 against him because he just ate at the rim, but he had a hard time running around with bigs that shoot threes. So it was a game.
And they were making them, and then they got a little house money going.
Yeah,
there's no pressure there.
No,
they get it all
right.
Exactly. So good game to have. Again, the variety that you guys have faced.
It was. Last thing I've got, though, you've got your two bigs in there that obviously don't play a lot, but now you got Greenbrier coming up against three really good teams are there. You're going
right
to see two of them. I've been in that locker room enough against games like this where you're just like, can I play against another 7-footer? Can I, like, can we get done with this? Can we finally play against some bigs? Because
we talked
it's
about
just
it
easier
yeah
to play.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, that's,
absolutely. It's just,
like,
it's the difference between Friday night and tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was a 7-footer's buffet on Friday night.
Absolutely,
tonight,
yeah.
No, 7-footers got to stay on the bench for the most part. I thought if we could get a lead, then it becomes
correct
an advantage.
Correct.
But when we're sitting here trying to catch them and
trading buckets. It's not a time to put ourselves in that position.
No, you're 5-0. Go enjoy that.
We are? Okay.
You are 5-0. That's what Justin told me. So right. I think you're 5-0.
He knows all the facts.
That's right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Badgers head coach Greg Gard here as Wisconsin wins it tonight, 87-84. Back to wrap it up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Justin,
thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. Wisconsin 87. Texas Rio Grande Valley 84 as the Badgers do improve to 5-0 on the season. As up next for the Badgers, a little trip down to the Greenbrier, the resort for the Greenbrier tip-off. They will take on Central Florida Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Chris Foster's proud University of Wisconsin alum. We'll be working with proud University of Wisconsin alum Brian Butch for the games Friday, 4 o'clock tip, 3 o'clock air, and then 2BD type tip time for Sunday against either LSU or Pitt. You mentioned this would be a good test. That's a pretty good mix of teams they've got down there for this tournament.
Yeah, all three of those teams that Wisconsin has a chance to see have some pretty big upset wins or you know marquee wins early on in the season, including Wisconsin. So now all four of those teams too. I think it's going to be a really good test for this team, and I know the bigs are excited to go get some other bigs as well. So, but one of those tournaments that you look at and say, on paper, it might not. I know. I think it's CBS Sports Network as a TV part. Like one of those that it's not going to be in the categories Maui and all that other stuff as far as like excitement. But it's going to be great. Like, it should be, because the four that they have there, all four are really good basketball teams. You're going to find out a lot about this team.
And you've got Northwestern tomorrow on BT?
Yeah, Northwestern, Montana State.
There you go. So, you're well-versed on Montana
State.
So you're good, man. Well, safe travels. You're driving down to Chicagoland right now.
Yeah, we'll make a little trip to Chicago.
Go say hi to some Bears fans, and, you know. Kick is blocked.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Yep. We'll talk to you soon. Badgers a winner tonight, 87-84. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Maurice Jones at our studio, this is Matt LePay. Join Butchie and Chris Vosters on Friday afternoon at the Greenbrier tip-off as the Badgers square off against the UCF Knights. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor.
roses grow and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
When the sun comes up on a sleepy little
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM. Well, you're listening to Badger Football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow-crested brown, without no sneeze.
Looking
masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.